Blog Talk Radio.
By all means. So that's my take on it, brothers, and I'm excited about change. And I pray that we could do this thing, man, without anyone getting harmed or any property being damaged.
Let me say and ask you this, Pastor Thomas. Man, you're good friends, and
right.
I've been marching with you ever since you've been marching.
Right.
But we ain't got a generation of young people that's saying now to us that the way that we've been doing it during our generation of time is not effective during this time and this present time right now. They saying to us that we've been marching, we've been going home, and nothing has been changed. Everything's still staying the same. They still been feeling the injustice from the police department. They say even when they in court, in the court system, it's just not fair. They doubling and tripling our times, and our bonds is much higher than the others' bonds.
Right.
And so they saying they feel that they is not getting the proper justice that due to them, even in our city. And so they said they had to come out because and march and protest the way they do it so that they could get results. So they saying to us as senior generation that our techniques is not working in this day of time.
Yeah.
And so what do we do to show them that they can add to what we're doing, but as well keep it peaceful and then try to make a difference and bring about a change. And I do know the greatest thing that we could do to bring change, even in our local city, is to get out and vote, put
right.
the right people in office, make
right.
sure the right person is running in these different districts and stuff like that, that have a real concern about the community that they represented. And so what I find out that we got folks that are in office just not really taking a real stand for what their community, their parishioners is really wanting for their community. And so when we go to our council leaders and try to talk to them about some of the issues that's going on in our city,
right.
instead of them seem to be helping us to address and deal with the issues, they put our issues aside for politics. And so politics is playing a big, great role in what's happening in this city and in this country around the world. The young, if you notice, it's the young people. We went out and we go do a peaceful protest, but then when we go home, the young people say that what we've done is not enough. Now, I want to say this because it has been heard and been said even in our city hall, that, hey, let them folks go out and do their protest, then they going home. We ain't got to worry about them no more.
Right.
They just wanted to go make a little noise, and
right.
they satisfied,
right.
and
right.
everything stayed the same.
Right.
But seem like when the young people did well, don't get me, I say quench the violence. But seem like when the violence seemed to take place, then the voice start being heard and changes start taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they saying to us. Is that why is it that that's what it takes in order for them to be heard and for change to start taking place? They believe if they wouldn't have rioted, if they wouldn't have done what they done, then that police officer wouldn't have never been arrested.
Yeah.
And because of their action, they decide to arrest the officer. And they still saying that, hey, we're not going to stop protesting, we're not going to stop marching until they arrest all the officers that was involved,
right.
amen, during that incident,
right.
The killing
right. Right.
of Floyd. They
right.
they said they're not going to rest. And so how we tell them, well, we want to do this thing peaceful, but we want them to also continue to be motivated and to help bring about this change and these things to happen
first,
in our city.
First of all, Doc, you can't go wrong doing right. At the end of the day, right will prevail. Righteous will prevail. And we as ministers of the gospel, that's what we believe in, what is right. Now, some of the young people may think that we're out of touch, but in essence, it's the same old game with different players. We've been out there and we did that. And we understand perfectly well that that's not the way. The Bible said there's a way that seemed right unto a man, but the end thereof is death and destruction. And that's what literally taking place. Our young people, They are exercising their right, but they're doing it in a wrong way. Again, we don't advocate violence as it relates to this situation. We advocate peace. That's what we believe in. And standing behind the cross, we believe that God will intervene if we trust God. I know it's madness out there, you know. I know it's chaos out there, you know, and I know these young people, you know, really want to get attention of the authorities and et cetera, but we can't do it that way, man. We can't resort to evil because they are being evil. I know what the Bible said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but we can't do it that way. That was then. This is now. We got to fight our battles with love. Love, the Bible said, casts out a multitude of sin. And we got to stand on our integrity as men of God, you know, and do the best we can by changing their ways, their strategies, changing their mind to result to something that is positive and not negative. Because if that continues to take place, then we're going to end up destroying our city and end up destroying ourselves. So we got to bring change in a beautiful way. That's what I want to say, because right now it's ugly. And that's without question. That's without being said. It's ugly. So we got to find a way.
But they saying, this is what they saying. They saying our way is not getting any results. They saying our way is not getting any results. How is it that our way is really not getting any results? But then I also wants to be able to say this is that from a different view, seem like now they making a way to hear our voice, hear the young people's voice, because of the things that they are actually. The way they are protesting.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid because they don't want the city to be destroyed. But I need to say this, that I just believe that our young people went out there to have a peaceful protest, but it is not the young people who actually kick off with the violence. As I noticed and saw a lot of footage, I noticed that it didn't get violent until to the police department, they decided to shoot the tear gas. That's when it began to take a different turn.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could push us to the edge to where we just can't take it no more.
Right.
And as you're a man of God, I'm a man of God. But if somebody come to try to bring harm to you or me, we're going to do whatever it takes to try to protect our families,
yeah.
and don't take no make no difference what type of measure that we got to use to protect our family, then that's what we gonna do. And so the young people are saying the same thing now.
Yeah.
We're gonna take these type of measures so that we can really protect our family. And I think Dwight, he's a little younger than me and you. He has younger children than we have, and I'm quite sure he could hear in his household from his children the perspective that the young people is really feeling at this time. Can you share something with us?
Yeah, so let me bring your attention to the number that's on the screen. If you have an opinion or you would like to send a question to us, the number is 563-999-3060. That number again is 563-999-3060. Share your opinion, share your question, and we will respond to it. But
we got a caller.